This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Banks Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
Hello. In the news this week, the moon is wetter than we thought, and space salads. But first, let's discuss a decade of citizen science. Last month marked 10 years since the launch of Galaxy Zoo, a project which invites members of the public to classify galaxies in images taken by robotic telescopes around the world. The project was launched on the 11th of July 2007 and had immediate success through the discovery of a new type of object called a quasar ionization echo. Named Hanny's Voorwerp after its discovery Hanny van Arkel, a Dutch primary school teacher, this was the first of many objects identified by the project. The count now stands at over 125 million galaxies identified, with a huge range of characteristics being seen. This output is far greater than any identification algorithm could produce, and the introductory paper has had over 750 citations. Among many interesting studies conducted by Galaxy Zoo was one in galaxy rotation. Participants were asked to say whether face-on galaxies were rotating clockwise or anti-clockwise. Assuming that galaxy alignment was random, the researchers were expecting roughly equal numbers of each, but found an excess of anti-clockwise rotation. The researchers investigated to see if there was a bias by showing participants the same images, but mirrored, and found that there was still a bias towards incorrect anti-clockwise identification. When correcting for this, it was found that spiral galaxies which are near to each other have a tendency to rotate in the same direction. This type of research would not have been possible without the Galaxy Zoo. In fact, the citizen science employed by Galaxy Zoo has proven to be so successful that it spawned the creation of the Citizen Science Alliance, which runs the Zooniverse project, which aims to bring the power of crowdsourcing to as many areas of science as possible. Zooniverse includes the ongoing project of Galaxy Zoo, but projects also exist to detect near-Earth asteroids, find exoplanets, and discover new pulsars. They have even branched out beyond astrophysics, and the power of the public is now being used to count giraffes and elephants, transcribe Shakespeare's handwritten documents, and identify parts of cells. Here's to another, even more successful decade of citizen science. This next contribution was written by Tony Newell. The moon is wetter than we thought. Measurements from an Indian lunar orbiter have suggested that the levels of water ice below the moon's crust are much higher than previously thought. Launched in 2008 and operated until 2009, the Chandrayaan-1 spacecraft has revealed that whilst the majority of the lunar surface has only background levels of water, there are some regions with an excess when compared to this background. Further study of these areas shows that all of them are associated with material ejected from below the surface by a volcano known as pyroclastic deposits. Since these rocks were formed below the surface, they can be used to infer the composition of the lunar mantle without having to drill down through the crust. The high level of water seen in these pyroclastic rocks is thought to mean that there is more water under the surface of the moon than previously thought. This has led to some discussion of further manned missions to the moon to collect samples from the pyroclastic deposits or to extract water from below the lunar surface. And finally, space salads. A team of Japanese scientists have completed an investigation into the effects of gravity on plant growth by successfully growing cucumbers on board the ISS. The experiment was designed to discover if gravity, or water, has a greater impact on root growth. On Earth, there are two effects which govern root growth: hydrotropism, where roots grow towards high concentrations of water, and gravitropism, where the roots grow in the direction of the pull of gravity. By growing cucumbers on the ISS, the effects of microgravity could be investigated. The experiments showed that hydrotropism has a greater influence in controlling root growth. This could have interesting impacts on long-distance space travel, as it would appear that in order to grow plants well, we only need to use water concentration gradients and can manage without strong gravity. This discovery is an important one in the steps towards long-term space habitation.